Testing 1, 2.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ken Marshburn. I am the mayor pro tem, and I will be serving as your presiding officer for a little while, or until at least Mayor Ronnie Williams gets here. He was attending a simultaneous meeting, and so he may be here a little later. I welcome you all to our meeting this evening. And so by our usual order of business, at this time I'll ask you if you're able to stand. But just as you do, let me recognize, I believe he's a candidate for Eagle Scout, a Mr. Kendrick Gaddison, who will come up and lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance. Good to see you, sir. Thank you for coming up. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate that. Okay, this time it's my privilege to recognize a Reverend Walter Dozier, whom I just met this past week. He is the pastor of the Peace Chapel of Deliverance, and he's a Garner 101 student, and so we just met the other night. He will come up and offer our invocation this evening. Good evening, Reverend.
Let's pray. God of all creation, we come before you today to give you honor and praise. You're worthy of praise. You're the source of all that is good. You're the source of all of our blessings. Thank you for every gift that we have been given. We thank you for the opportunity to come and gather together. This evening, we ask for your hand of blessings on this meeting. We ask that you would guide and direct our meetings so that be full of wisdom, productivity, and respect for one another. Thank you for helping us to accomplish our work and our goals this evening. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. I need to ask the clerk, if she will, to call the roll.
Mayor Williams. Mayor Pro Tem Marshburn.
I am present.
Councilmember Barringer. Here. Councilmember Johns.
Present.
Councilmember Kennedy.
Here.
Councilmember Singleton.
Go ahead and forego that this time. You talked to him the other night. Okay, next on the agenda is what is labeled as petitions and comments. This portion of the meeting is to receive comments from the public on items not included in the agenda. Citizens should sign up with the town clerk to speak prior to the start of the meeting. The board is interested in hearing your concerns but may not take action or deliberate on subject matters brought up during the petitions and comments segment. Topics requiring further investigation will be referred to the appropriate town officials or staff and may be scheduled for a future agenda. So even if you didn't have a chance to sign the agenda, if you'd like to speak to the council, now would be a good time to do that. You can come to the podium to my left and make your comments. Are there any? Okay, hearing none, we will next go to the order of business of adopting the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. And the agenda is approved. Okay. I have, Mr. Town Manager, no presentations on my agenda. Are you aware of any?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, the next item of business is to approve the consent agenda. How does the council desire to move on that?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. And the motion carries. Okay. All right, the next item of business, I believe, is a public hearing. This is conditional use permit CUP SP 1728, found on page 46 of the agenda. Mr. Anderson, I believe you have an official CUP statement that you would like to make in advance of our opening the hearing.
Thank you. Yes, as town attorney, it's my duty to set out some of the basic parameters of this type of case. This is an application for conditional use permit, which is what the statutes and the courts call a quasi-judicial proceeding as opposed to a regular sort of informal hearing that we have before the town in many matters. A quasi-judicial proceeding means that there are certain regulations that apply to this type of hearing. That is that the testimony is given upon oath or affirmation, and the testimony is given by persons who are qualified as experts by means of by way of education, training, and experience to talk about the types of testimony they will give with reference to landscape design, site design, infrastructure, traffic, whatever. Basically, the other restrictions are that the law provides that it is essential to assure that the applicant and any other parties to a case of this nature have a fully impartial hearing. And to that end, there's a question to be directed to the town council members as to whether they are able to give a fair and impartial hearing without any bias in this sort of case. And I'll ask the mayor to ask that question to him in a moment. The other question to be posed to the council members is whether there has been any of what the law calls an ex parte communication, which means that some representative of the applicant or perhaps an opponent of the project has made a phone call, email, or letter to a council member regarding the substance of the matter we're to hear tonight. Ex parte means outside of the hearing room, and the point of all that is that the decision the council makes tonight should be based on the evidence taken at the presentation of this matter, much like a court trial. So basically, the third thing is that we have to proceed with the swearing of the witnesses. So I'll ask anyone who wishes to give testimony in this matter to come forward and have the clerk administer the oath. Now, Mr. Mayor, if you would inquire of the council members whether anyone has any ex parte communications they need to disclose for the record, and also whether anyone has any bias or prejudice that would prevent them from getting a fair and impartial decision in this case. And if the answer is no to both those, then we're ready for you to open the matter for hearing.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Attorney. Council members, you've heard the attorney's instructions. Have any of you had any ex parte communications that should be disclosed or noted? None. Okay. Anybody have any unusual biases that would impact your ability to make a sound decision in this case?
I think it'd be appropriate to acknowledge that I like hamburgers, though.
Okay. So noted, Mr. Kennedy. Mr. Johns or Ms. Behringer?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. This is an item to consider. Conditional use permit CUP SP 1728 McDonald's at McCullers. I'm going to open the public hearing. I have on here, Mr. Triesenberg, that Allison Jones is making the report, but I believe you are, sir. Is that right?
Yes, I'm pinch hitting tonight. Yes.
The public hearing is open, and we'll hear from Mr. Triesenberg, our planning director. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem, Mayor, Council members. Again, for the record, Jeff Triesenberg, planning director for the town of Garner. Tonight we just have one brief, I believe, conditional use permit here for you, and it is the McDonald's at McCullers Crossing Shopping Center. The applicant for tonight's case is Frank Gray III. The property owner is McCullers Crossing 2 LLC with a location at 7991 Fayetteville Road. The tract size is 1.28 acres, and this case was heard before the Planning Commission back on February 12th. Here is a quick shot at the site. This is down here at our border with Fuquay Varina. So to the north, you have community retail zoning across 401, which consists of the Walgreens and Sheetz. We recently rezoned some property there for another shopping center. To the south, we have existing service business at the Food Lion Shopping Center, Jersey Mike's, just a few of the other residents or occupants that are there. To the east, we have service business. There's Mr. Tire and a few other shops as well. Over here to the west, we have general commercial, including a Rite Aid. And then again, of course, that is Fuquay Varina zoning district, but very much similar to our service business and community retail zones. The type of project is for a fast food restaurant that will consist of a approximately 4,600 square foot building. The material and color will be consistent with that of the shopping center in general. A red brick with oyster color tiles for contrast, and of course McDonald's signature yellow arches, a little bit flatter than they used to be, but still there. Here are the proposed elevations that have been submitted to us. In terms of landscaping and buffering requirements, most of this was in place, but because they are changing technically the use, we did have to go through these calculations again. The tree cover requirements are being met by existing trees and added vegetation. The street buffers are currently 15 feet, still in place from where they were before. Perimeter buffers have also been incorporated along the north and west property lines. Parking is based on one space per three seats in the restaurant. They were required to have 22 with one accessible. They provided 41 with two accessible. In terms of stormwater management, they're not actually adding any additional impervious surface. When the shopping center was first built, they handled all of their stormwater facilities collectively. But due to that no increase, there are no additional measures required at this time. It's not in the floodplain. The inspections department has reviewed the application in conjunction with the fire marshals, and they have reviewed and approved. We'll continue to be connected to public water and sewer. Access through here is controlled. Although it is on a corner lot, it does not have any direct access to either 1010 or 401. So all of their site access comes from within the shopping center. And here is the site layout. The existing McDonald's building is primarily, if you can follow my cursor, located in this general area. They are now reorienting the building towards 401. We are doing away with the gas station component, so it will just be a standalone restaurant from here going forward. So you see we have a double stack ordering lane. Folks will circle around the restaurant and come back out this way. There are about three different points at which you can access the property. If you come down 401 in a northerly direction, you'll turn into the shopping center and probably take one of either this drive here or down here. This is a main drive aisle that cuts through the middle of the shopping center. There was some discussion at the Planning Commission about some of the on-site circulation. Here I've just emphasized the property line in red. So the 1 point some odd acres is here in this corner. The shopping center parcel surrounds it. There is some parking over here in the kind of lower left portion of your screen that is associated with the shopping center but is only accessible through the McDonald's site. Again, there wasn't really much to do about that. It actually, I think, helps the traffic flow by it being somewhat self-contained, but it's basically overflow parking should the shopping center need it. You do have this two-way drive aisle here in blue, which again cuts through the middle of the parking in front of the shopping center. It does create a little bit of a conflict point here at the entrance to the drive-through, but again, there's a somewhat similar situation today. Traffic is moving slowly. So we did manage to work through some on-site traffic movement issues with the applicant, but this was one of them that just didn't really have a good answer. But again, because it is an existing condition and there doesn't appear to be any major problems today, we were okay with that going forward. In terms of staff findings, we have found that the CUP application is consistent with town plans and policies. And after some discussion of those parking and drive aisle concerns, the Planning Commission also unanimously confirmed staff's findings that the plan is in conformity with the town's plans and adopted regulations. And so therefore, we would point you to your worksheet on the beginning of page 51 of your packet for a motion to either approve or deny CUP SP 1728 McCullers McDonald's.
Questions by counsel, Mr. Kennedy.
I did not, it just occurred to me now, but if it was we're abandoning or changing from a gas station as a part of the demolition, or the tanks being pulled out of the ground?
I believe that they are, but I'll let the applicant verify that for sure.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Kennedy? Mr. Behringer, Ms. Jones? Mm-hmm.
You pull up the first map that you had on the screen. The first one.
Okay, there, yeah. Ms. Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, counsel. Thank you, Mr. Triesenberg. There's no other formal presentation from any other town staff, is that right? Do we have an applicant or someone who wants to come up and give testimony who was sworn earlier?
Well, I'm Matthew Kirscher with Eagle Engineering. Thank you for having me here tonight. The Planning Commission did a very good job on explaining the site. I'm here pretty much to answer any questions you might have left over from this presentation.
Okay. I don't think there are any, but Council, any? Okay.
I think there was one about the fuel tanks. They have been removed. We're waiting on the state for the final approval, but without any issues, the tanks have been removed.
Hadn't been any other issues about reports of leaking underground storage tanks?
None.
Good.
Good. Okay. Okay. I think that's all the questions we have. Perfect. Thank you very much for coming out. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Okay. I don't believe there are any other testimony to be offered in this case, so I will ask counsel if they are ready to move on this issue.
Close it.
Excuse me. Yes, I guess I should close the hearing. Okay. I'll close the public hearing. And now I'll call for a motion on this matter.
I move that the council accept staff statement regarding plan consistency in section 4 of this report as our own and find that the application meets the term 10 permit criteria in section 314D and therefore approve or recommend we approve CUP SP 1728 at McCullers McDonald's with the three standard conditions listed on the attached permit.
Second.
Okay, have a proper motion and a second. Any other question or discussion before we vote? Hearing none, I'll ask the council to vote on the motion before us. If you approve the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
There is no opposition, and so the motion passes. Thank you very much. Okay. Let me get back to my front sheet again. I believe the next item of business under new business, we're going to hear from Ms. Wortham, Revenue Savings Plan Policy Update.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you, Ms. Pam.
Thank you. Good evening, Council. We're bringing before you tonight the Revenue Savings Plan Update proposed revision. Excuse me. This is incorporated, and it's on about page 58 that I'm going to be talking from in your packet. I'm not sure of your exact numbering, but there These are the policies, the fiscal guidelines that we provide in your budget book every year. It's what we go by with all of the policies. The only part that we're recommending a revision to right now is the revenue savings program, and it's a fairly minor change. When Davenport and Company were here several months ago, it was prior to the council retreat, but when they were here, Councilman Kennedy was in a meeting with us, and we talked about changing the procedure to make it a little more streamlined. They ran some numbers for us, and what we had prior was a tiered approach, so that if we were over 1% but less than 2.5%, we would take 30% of those increased revenues. From 2.5% to 4%, it was 35%, and if it was more than 4%, we would take 20% of those excess. When they ran some numbers, it was determined that those change in the percentages do not make a significant amount of difference in the amount that's calculated, and streamlining this makes the calculations a whole lot simpler for staff to implement and to make those calculations. That is the only change that we're proposing in this at this point, but are asking for your approval on that.
Okay, thank you very much. I had a chance to read over this, and it reminded me of that we all review the policy from time to time, I suppose. But thank you very much. Council, what say you? Do you have any questions for Ms. Wortham? Anybody? Okay, we're ready to offer a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Any questions or discussions? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No opposition, and so it is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
But you're still up, Ms. Wortham, under the heading of financing contract, right?
Yes, sir.
Contact, yeah.
Yes, sir. For the vehicle replacement for this fiscal year, we had Davenport do a solicitation, some requests for proposals to many banks. I think they sent about 50 requests out to different banks. We received 16 responses. I think that indicates a high regard for Garner and that they would like to have our business. We were very fortunate in that the number one interest rate that we received is a bank that has an office right here in Garner and has expressed some interest to us before about wanting some of our business. They have proposed a 1.41% loan rate. The next lowest interest rate was 2.4% with Home Trust Bank. So we are saving almost a full percentage point by going with KS Bank. Davenport has recommended that we utilize a non-bank qualified product on this. A bank if we do bank qualification, that means that we can't issue more than $10 million in a calendar year. I do not anticipate that we will go over $10 million this year on our bond program, but in the unlikely event that that were to happen, KS Bank has given us a bank qualification and a non-bank qualification amount of the same dollar, of the same percentage rate. So we probably will go with the non-bank qualified so that it doesn't count against us if we do need to go out for more. Another key part to their proposal was that we can repay this loan in whole or in part at any time with no penalty. To go to the second lowest interest rate would cost us an additional almost $17,000. We will be, if you approve this tonight, we will be closing on this around March 21st or 22nd.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Pam. Council members, time for questions of Ms. Wortham. Any? Okay, hearing none. This is before us to approve the recommendation made. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
I recommend we contract with KS Bank for the vehicle acquisition financing program.
Second.
Okay. Motion has been made and properly seconded. Any other questions, concerns? Hearing none, I'll ask you to vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
There is no opposition, and so it is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wortham. You got off easy tonight, I think. Okay, moving right along with our agenda, I'm down to committee reports. Are there any? Okay, none. Mr. Manager, it's your opportunity to make any reports.
Mayor Pro Tem, Town Council, you have in front of you the Garner Info Report, standard report. So if there's any issues in there you want us to address, let us know. We'll be glad to answer those for you. As a matter of reminder, on March 7th, which is Wednesday morning here at 9 o'clock, we will be meeting with TCC, the Triangle Community Coalition, to discuss growth and some of the concerns they may have or some information they want to bring to us. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking a lot about the rec center and the progress of the rec center, if I could put it that way. Just as a matter of a general update, we are waiting for the change order to be signed that we brought to you a couple of weeks ago. It's looking like the completion date we'll move out somewhere mid-September at the earliest, but we can't really confirm the actual date on that until we get that change order. And our plan is to update you monthly as we have construction meetings from here on out. After we reset all the dates, we'll update you monthly as we go to the construction meetings, so you'll have a better idea of, you know, what the progress is on that. And also, in the near future, we'll be planning that a field trip for you to go out there. I know many of you expressed the desire to go out and visit the building and go inside, so we'll get that arranged as soon as possible, if that's still something you want to do, and try to get some times and idea of what would be the best times for most of you to go out and do that. In front of you tonight, you have a flyer that talks about the proposed intersection improvements at US 70 and Hammond Road and Timber Drive. There's going to be an informational meeting. The first, I think, hour from 1 to 2, I believe, is the local officials' informational meeting. And then later on, from 4 to 7, they'll have more of a public open house. So that's going to be at the Capitol Church, which is on US 70 at 1308 US 70 Highway, to talk about those future road improvements. And the last thing I have, I'm going to turn it over to Assistant Manager John Hodges. He's going to tell you about some proposed opportunity zones and a program that's being run through the Department of Commerce that you might have an interest in.
Sir, council members, we have just, all of us in the state have just recently been made aware of something that is coming about as a part of the December tax reform that is trickling down to us now, that is the proposed creation of opportunity zones that would be census tracts that are identified around the country that may be low-income census tracts and have some other criteria whereby investment could be made by qualified investors to be able to invest capital gains from existing investment or invest dollars that would avoid some capital gains taxes in the future. So this is a continued effort, I believe, as part of the administration trying to keep revenues that are made by American companies here in the country. So this is just one of the many ways in which they're approaching that. What that means for us here in North Carolina is that the governor will be tasked with identifying opportunity zones around the state. And so we met with Wake County staff and all of the municipalities that have qualifying census tracts today. And between now and sometime Wednesday, we're trying to come together on some recommendations to give the governor's office. They've asked for those by Thursday, so this is a quick turnaround time. So just wanted to make you aware, if you hear the term opportunity zones, if you go to the North Carolina Department of Commerce's website, you can actually find some information about them. There's not a lot known about exactly how the investment funds are going to be set up, but we don't want to miss an appropriate opportunity to put our name in the hat for something that might be of a benefit. And so right now we're working with Raleigh to try to make sure that what we recommend and what Raleigh recommends are close enough together that if someone from a much broader level were looking at places to invest, that there's opportunities that they might seek out, because we have areas that are close to one another. So once we know more about that, we'll let you know. But because it's such a short turnaround time, we at least want to introduce the topic to you and let you know that we're going to be working to make as reasonable a recommendation to the governor's office, or to Wake County, and Wake County combining all of our efforts to the governor's office later this week.
Go right ahead. Yeah, questions for John.
Well, now, will each individual taxpayer receive a bill for this?
No, sir. This is nothing that is going to affect individual taxpayers. It will be an opportunity for investors who qualify to invest certain types of monies in certain areas, will be incented to invest them in those areas through this program. And by doing that, they receive some tax advantages. But this will really not mean anything to the individual taxpayer. It may just help us raise awareness of particular areas for opportunity in the future in our community.
It won't affect our taxes, but it can affect what it could. The idea being is to improve opportunities for investment and therefore employment.
Absolutely. And so jobs is one of the criteria that we're looking at. Investment, available redevelopment area, the creation of jobs, and the trickle-down effect that would have, as Mr. Kennedy said, on the overall community, are the kind of things we're looking at to determine what site or what tract to or tracts to recommend.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any questions, comments regarding what John shared with us? Mr. Roy, so I give you an opportunity if you have anything you need to share at this time.
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Manager, that was it for you. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That concludes my reports.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Attorney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, except the closed session at the bottom of the agenda.
Okay.
And I'll get to that at the appropriate time.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. Okay. Council reports are next on the agenda. Why don't we start with Ms. Behringer on this end. Ms. Behringer?
Yes, sir. I'd like to recognize the young men that are working on their Eagle Scout qualifications again. If you please stand up so we can say congratulations and good luck on your hard work.
So all three of you are working on the Eagle Scout? Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hard work, and we just appreciate your commitment and dedication, and we'll look forward to celebrating with you when your projects are done.
That's Troop 366 out of Wake Chapel, here in Raleigh, Knightdale area.
Thank you. Since we have just, our regular mayor sometimes asks visitors if they care to ask a question or make a comment. We're probably running a little ahead of schedule this evening. Any of you young men have any question you'd like to pose to the council? It's okay. You don't have to. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you all for coming. We appreciate that. Go ahead, Ms. Barry.
I have one other thing I'd like to ask the manager a question. The last item on the Garner Info Report is a drainage problem at 2000 West Garner Road. Do we know where that is?
2000, the last one?
Well, I believe it's page 3.
I'm not sure where that is. I would have to put that in a mapping program. Which street do you think?
It says it's a ditch surface drainage problem at 2000 West Garner Road. Is that
Meadowbrook area there?
It's at the corner. Based on the map, I don't have a lot of additional information. Okay. It's at the corner of Meadowbrook and West Garner Road.
Okay.
Right there, probably across the street from the convenience store, or in that right away there.
All right, got it. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Ms. Brandon. Mr. Johns,
Paris.
You're next. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Mr. Kennedy.
All righty. The pancake breakfast for the employees is scheduled for the 23rd. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It's a possibility.
Friday, right.
23rd of
March.
23rd of March.
It's a possibility I will not be able to attend. It's up in the air right now, but I'll just alert you to that. We will have to prevail upon, so go out to the street and get a pot washer.
Yes. Maybe I can prevail on the town attorney. I'm just looking at him. No, that's good.
Back at the February 20th meeting, and then several times we've had these general discussions about Garner's appearance, and particularly with properties where folks are maybe not have enough storage and are storing it, things in the front yard under the carport. We've had some discussions about how to address that, but I want to request that we put that on an agenda for a work session at some point in the near future. Certainly doesn't have to be the next one. And let me say just a little more about that. I don't think any of us want to give up on that idea, even though our laws and ordinances are up to date with respect to that. But it's going to require a more comprehensive and community based emphasis and support, and it won't be a one person job by any means. It is going to require some creative thought and planning and some such sincere desire and even a little bit of passion to make this happen. And I think it's going to require multiple groups from the community. So it's not going to be a one-person show. It's not necessarily for us to counsel, to direct, but it's to encourage and try to help determine what type of program really needs to take place. It's important and to the community. I think once we discuss it in a work session, we can maybe have a little bit more idea about how to proceed. Is that something that we want to do?
Yeah.
Last question. Any mayors in any update or any guidance on the managers on the manager's evaluation schedule?
I am awaiting a document from the manager, I believe, that gotcha. He's working on, and as soon as we have that in hand,
we'll
set a time and call a closed session to get together. I would anticipate that would happen certainly before the month of March is over with. Did that help?
Very good. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Manager or the assistant town managers, you heard Mr. Kennedy's a suggestion about a topic that we should bring back for a future session. Do you have any questions about that or clarity needed?
We'll get it on a future work session. We'll have to do some, working with the town attorney, we'll have to do some research and see what avenues we can pursue. I know we've talked about it, but we'll see if, maybe do some research and see if there's anything out there that can help us with that.
Okay.
That's it's one of those tricky ordinances, where you're, trying to decide between somebody's property and what's junk or aesthetically pleasing to one or the other. So, but we'll bring something back.
I'm thinking that's maybe one component, but really more things of engaging clubs and civic organizations or more than one source of support for encouragement and neighborhood clubs,
okay.
Neighborhood watch, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
I'm certainly happy to assist in any way that I can. I think it's a good idea, sure enough. Okay, I will mention just a couple of things before we move to the next item. I think probably most all of our citizens know, but in the water bill that you receive, there's usually a something called your service connection. Hopefully all of our citizens know that this time of the year, AARP offers a free tax preparation services to taxpayers with low and middle incomes. And one of the reasons I know about that is I used to have a neighbor who was involved in that. I think he probably still is. But for those who may be interested, this is a service been going on since February the 1st, and it's available until April the 17th. Here in Garner, it's at the Garner Avery Street Annex, and that's available, I believe, Tuesdays from 12 to 6 p.m., and then on Thursdays, 12 to 4 p.m. So if you have any neighbors or folks you know who could benefit from that service, please pass that word along. Those people are very helpful, I think. Okay, and I want to thank the town. I believe I saw some folks out working on the Avisboro pothole, I'll call it, right there close to the stoplight there at Timber. I believe they've got that repaired at least for now until NCDOT can come in and, I guess, do something more for them. Okay. All right. I believe we probably are at this point in time. Understand there may be. Let me do one thing. I think it's always nice if we can recognize members in the audience who may be part of the Garner 101 classes that have just begun this past week. It's a program the town offers to citizens, and it's an opportunity for them to learn more about their town. I know Mr. Dozier is here. Are there any others here? Okay, yeah. Good to see you all. Maybe we'll have a few minutes after the meeting if you want to ask any questions. But at this point in time, by the agenda, it's time to go into closed session, which is council's time to go and discuss matters that by statute need to be discussed strictly amongst the council, and so we usually retire to a closed session room. The meeting is not officially over yet, so you can stick around if you choose to, or if you want to leave, that's fine. So, Mr. Attorney, can you give us the site for the closed session, sir?
Sir, it's NCGS 143.318.11A5 to discuss possible real estate acquisition and the town's negotiating position regarding such real estate. And this is basically a follow-up on the matter that was on your consent agenda relating to the sidewalk easements.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion from council that we go into closed session pursuant to this statute.
I move.
Okay, Ms. Berry, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, there's no opposition. So we'll retire to closed session. We will be back if there's persons who need to bring anything before us. We might consider that when we come back from closed session.
Mm-hmm. Well, that turned out to be a short one.
Amazing.
Well, we had a whole lot of CUPs coming up. Maybe the next time.
Okay.
How you doing? All right.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, yes. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Rodney did mention this to us briefly.
The Methodist Church is organizing that. Charter Methodist and the Associated Pastor, I forgot his name. Taking that on is one of the projects. I told him when we had, he called me.
As you probably know, the railroad will be getting authorization to do something. Of course, the town will have to, obviously.
Yeah, so we're going to be having the.
Okay. I sort of need to get back to the closed session, so.
Okay.
What's going on?
All right, buddy.
You can't do a good job.
Real good. We're finished.
Yep. If you want me to just adjourn this meeting, that's what I'm getting ready to do.
Back on.
Okay. All right. Let us get the TV camera back on. Let's get the TV camera on back there, and we're going to adjourn and go home. Okay.
Not lately. You have to be boring. You have to be excited enough.
Not too much, yeah. No, everybody's cleared out, yeah. You want to come join the meeting, huh?
Okay.
All right.
You started another thing.
All right, yeah. We'll finish it out. Here comes Gray. Okay.
Yeah. Y'all have a seat.
Hello, Mr. Singleton. How are you, sir? We just come out of closed session, so we're at the adjournment station of the meeting here. As soon as the cameras are ready.
You got time to answer the roll call, huh?
I can't wait.
I will give you a chance if you want to like a council.
I won't move the mayor. I was a security detail.
Okay. we'll bring you up to date.
Sorry.
You
can
have a council report you want to make.
Nice princess.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Mashburn, yeah, that's the guy.
Seats tonight.
Okay.
Okay, we're back in the regular session, and the council adjourned to closed session to consider a real estate acquisition. The council took no formal action, and so that matter is resolved. Adjournment is in order, but just before we do that, Councilman Singleton has joined us. If he has a council report he'd like to make, I'd be happy to recognize you, Mr. Singleton.
No, sir, Mr. Morrison, I don't. I do see we have a letter at our desk inviting us to a meeting on March 27th. That was talked about at the last council meeting, and it's from 1 to 2. Mm-hmm. With the elected officials, and it'll be an open house for the public.
4 to 7.
Yes, 4 to 7.
We'll be getting that out on Twitter and so forth. Okay. For the proposed improvements at Timber Drive and Highway 70.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And our mayor has joined us also. Good to see you, Mr. Mayor. But unless there's any further business come for the council.
I need to make a motion.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Are you prepared to make a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion made. Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Well, technically he can't since he wasn't here. But
technically. Is that right? Okay. I heard Mr. Behringer make the motion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Mr. John seconded. Okay. All in favor say aye. Is so ordered.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
Good job, Ken.
Is it a judgment?
I wasn't close to him when he popped that gavel down.
Yeah, I'm glad you called me because I'm interested in that.